All right, this is part two of just chilling. Like I said, she broke down. And it was, I just did what my spirit told me to do. That was it. And it gives me joy when I follow that because I'm not doing it. It's like sometimes I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I'm not doing it to get nothing in return. I'm doing it to make somebody else feel more comfortable in that moment. And it seemed like usually when spirit, this is how I just love spirit, how they get the people that I influence, like it brings in the tears. So it's like I know it's impacting them. On a deeper level than, I had one guy block me on Facebook. I was picking up too much, and that's when I was at the beginning stages. So I was oversharing. I was seeing things, and he was like, "How do you know this?" And he got scared, like I was the FBI. And it's like, I don't know when it's gonna come, though. I usually could pick it up from a person. Like, I know if their energy good. Sometimes flashes of their life. A com and it sounds crazy that I'm even saying this, but it doesn't stop me from experiencing life because it's like people are still used to help create my growth. Like I got scammed because it's like I be trusting of people. I just be like, oh, I don't even attract that in my reality. And it's like you still have to have a logic. And that's what I had to learn over time. It was like it had to be a balance of both. Like I can't just stay in the house and be with spirit all the time, which I was doing. I did for 6 months. And like really have a conversation with yourself. Like really you are your only friend. Like that's how I was. And it hurt at the beginning. It was like my ego was dying. And I never forget, I read The Seat of the Soul. And what's that? Eckhart Tolle, I believe that's his name. A few of his books. And I know he was talking about the death of the ego. And I didn't understand it until I was in it. I literally felt like I was dying. Because it's like everything I thought I was. Or everything that I labeled myself as, a flight attendant, a this, a that, a this, it was stripped. And it hurt. Because I no longer had an identity. And it was like, well, who am I? What am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? And then it came to me, the vision. I thought I was in a psychosis at the time, but I was thinking that I was going to have to sell my soul to Woman Empowerment, because I remember seeing the mothers. I remember seeing, Christian like Christ. Not actually Christ, but the energy of, wanting to help Christians. And I was brought up Christian. My parents are Christians. I seen Mother. I seen. I'm trying to see. I was seeing a few things. I'm trying to go back to the vision. It's just a lot of things I'm doing now. I seen like, spirituality, like Santeria, Yoruba, Ifa, Oshun. And it was like I ain't giving my spirit to nobody. Not knowing that was going to be the energy that I aligned with, like eating healthy and crystal healing. And it happened over time when I developed the skills. I didn't even know I was developing them because I enjoyed it so much. But I don't know. Like I said, I'm just chilling. Just sitting here waiting for, I'll probably do lift again at 6, and I'm just like, I've been out all day. My back is hurting me a little bit. Well, it was. I put like some little heat patches on there. I think it's just sometimes I adjust my seat so much. Like, it depends on the mood or how I need to sit. Then I got my blanket. So it's a little of my me adjusting myself to driving. And I drove a long time today. But I was determined. And I didn't make as much as I wanted to, but I met some people. Like I said, the girl who didn't want to get out the car. I just give energy. One lady, she was from Brooklyn. I had a few people. I always get New Yorkers. And I get a lot of women, but I usually play old school. I play like with my parents, what I grew up on. Love is a message and old school. And she was just like, girl, your mix is off the chain. Got that Frankie Beverly and Maids on deck. But yeah, this is just I just didn't want to end. Actually, when I wasn't planning on making a part one, part two, but I got a phone call, so I interrupted. But I wanted to close it out that, the best thing that I can tell people is the biggest gift is giving more. Of course, we like to receive, but just take the little moments to give because in that moment you're rich. In that moment, it's not about the money. In that moment, you gave something to somebody that needed it. And even if they don't appreciate that shit after, in that moment, they appreciate it. Don't try not to get caught up in overgiving to the wrong people because it's going to be draining. You're going to get a leech on you. I'm not saying that type of giving. I'm talking about unexpected giving. How do you feel when somebody pay for your coffee unexpected? Do you pay for somebody's coffee unexpected? I do. How do you feel when you find something? What if that was left for you? Like, we feel good as fuck. Like, spread that. Be that. Joy comes to me every day, and I'm so grateful. But I give a lot of myself. Sometimes I give too much where I have pain. But it's like I have so much joy when I do it. But y'all, peace and love. Peace and love. Until next time, I don't know. I'm gonna try to be consistent with the my podcast. Is just I'm really going through different transitions. I'm new to this. I'm new to podcasting. I'm new to having a website. I'm new to my gifts. So y'all just bear with me. But I plan to do big things and I plan to change a lot of people's lives. So y'all just come along with me. I love you. Peace.